Today's devotional is based on Psalm 27, and it was written by the Reverend Charles L. Fisher III. We all have fears. We know the constant tug within ourselves that reminds us of what does not feel safe or might be uncomfortable. Fear is that shadow that we cannot escape from because it is tethered to us, and we are unable to release ourselves from it until we change our position or move our location. It may be the fear of the unknown, failure, people, places, what the day may bring, and what lies in the future. Fear prevents us from being willing to face some situations and precludes us from living more fully into our divinely ordered lives. It takes work to overcome fear. The psalmist acknowledges that the Lord, who is their light and salvation, the very stronghold of their lives, stands between themselves and that which they were once afraid to address, face, or acknowledge. When the psalmist asks, "Whom shall I fear? And of whom shall I be afraid?" we remember that we are hearing the proclamation of an individual and a community who has overcome what has haunted others. The psalmist has found a new location and or a different position to stand so that the shadow of fear no longer follows them. On this your Lenten journey, may we find that which is within us to change our location and position so that the fears that once accompanied us will be no longer. It is not about finding the courage, but rather it is to place our faith in the Lord, who will redirect us so that you will bask in a new light and not be consumed with the shadows of the past. Let us pray. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.